Should hugging be banned in goal celebrations? How long can Man United cling on to top spot? And does Dele Alli need a cuddle? This is In Airplane Repair. You're listening to In Airplane Repair, the most uncensored, unedited, and unbelievably newly resolutioned podcast of the year.
Nailed it.
Joining me today to discuss the FA Cup, the Premier League, their New Year's resolutions. He's the only one of us who's got psychological expertise. Jasper Kawaja, do you have a New Year's resolution?
No, but maybe by the end of the pod, that'll be my pod resolution to come up with a New Year's resolution.
Oh, yeah, okay. No, okay. That's exciting. We can't wait to hear. Yeah, it's a bit late for a New Year's resolution pod, 14th of Jan, but, you know.
Yeah, also a bit late for you to tell us. We've got to think of a New Year's resolution.
I thought you'd already have yours sorted. The only one of us who's played the game at the highest level, Luke Stamper, welcome to the pod.
Yeah, welcome. I mean, thank you.
Have you got one?
To be more decisive when I'm saying things on the pod. That was pretty good, I think.
Nice.
Very decisive.
Living up to it already.
And our fan off the road, at the J Doggy Dog.
Hello. Good to be here.
You got a resolution of any kind?
I just guess more in-depth and quality analysis, I think.
Just more
of football. Yeah.
More of the same.
Just more of the same.
What about resolution to at some point get back on the road?
Whoa. Yeah, that's less up to me though, really. But yeah, I'll do everything in my power to get fans back in their stadiums.
Wow. Hey, we look forward to hearing progress on that front. Okay, let's start with Man United 1. What was the name of the team they beat?
Burnley? Or is it the FA Cup?
Burnley. No, let's go to the Prem. Man United won, Burnley 0. Luke, Man United top of the league. Does this mean they're the best team in the league?
Well, we've had the question before, does the league table lie? Sometimes, yes. After the Liverpool game, no, because that's halfway through the season. And that's the one point before the end of the season when we know it tells the absolute truth. So telling a little fib now, after they go smash Liverpool at Anfield and break that record, no lies told.
Okay. Mm.
What about the game in hand with City, though? Does that mean it's still going to be lying slightly?
I think City, they can only get within one point. Mm. But obviously, if they go and lose at Anfield, then, I mean, things change.
It feels like they've quietly got to the top of the league, Jasper. Have they taken people by surprise? I mean, are they actually good?
Yeah, no one really knows how they did it. Because I remember about, you know, 8-10 games in, should Ollie stay?
The classic.
Yeah, we're obviously debating that.
Yeah.
Through and through, and probably split. Maybe some people were saying get out. Well, listeners will have to listen back to the pod. Tom is saying you did.
I'm putting my hand up.
He's putting his hand up. So, I don't really know. I think he's kind of got a best 11 now, and it's a bit more settled. Cavani's actually been quite useful because he came in, scored a couple of late goals, and just takes the pressure a bit off the youngsters, I think.
Mm. I don't think... become good.
Has he become good?
Yeah, Fred's become good.
This is Fred's biggest critic. So, yeah, go on, Luke.
Back in the day, when he arrived, Fred was not good. But he literally looked like he had to learn how to pass again. But he did it.
He's learned how to pass. When did he ever
learn? And it turns out, yeah, once he can pass fine, then him like running around irritating people is a wonderful.
Mm. Yeah, he's a bit of a terrier. In midfield, I'd say.
Pogba was good last night. And Fernandes is just...
Scott McTominay.
Very good.
Yeah, speaking of conversations we've had a million times before, Johnny, Pogba, should he stay? Should he go? Does his performance mean he should stay? Is he just playing well because it's January and he wants to leave?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the thing is, you still have to be consistently good, I think, to be justifying the money he's on and the money they could get for him. Because, like, he's had a lot of good periods, but he's had so many bad periods. I think it would be better. They could get so much money for him to sell him.
But can I quote Gary Neville from last night? He said, okay. Pogba is sniffing that Man United are quite good and therefore playing well himself.
Which in turn makes Man United better.
Yeah.
And then he's sniffing more. He's unstoppable.
In that case, you got to keep him.
There's no limit to how good he can get. So, have they actually got a chance of winning the league then, chaps? I mean, I don't want to look at the Premier League predictions we've done, but I don't...
They were also third last year, which is... Well, I mean, so they've actually been quite good for a long time now, really.
Yeah, that is mad.
That's mad, Johnny, they were third last
year. That is mad, yeah.
Plucking out the stats there.
That's a huge stat.
Third.
And that is not a lie in any way.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, title rivals then on the other side of Manchester. 7 wins in a row for Man City now. The question I've written down here is this the kind of run that title winning seasons are made of, Jasper?
I think maybe looking at them at the moment, I might have them as favourite because they weren't. You remember that Manchester derby? They were awful, but yeah. Since then it's almost like they've got a kind of solid at the back. And now they're starting to play more and they're getting back to finding their rhythm again. So I would say, especially if they keep this up for like a month or two in this current climate, the league, they could storm it.
Yeah, they do look like they could just win the... And their fixtures are looking pretty good as well. Yeah. Stones is back. Johnny, I know you love Stones.
Love Stones, you boy. Yeah, good to see. Renaissance of Stones. Yeah. Well, I mean, we all knew that was their problem, wasn't it? Defence. But who knew Stonesy was the one to sort it out? Not me.
And Diaz.
Yeah. So does he have to play with someone who's better than him? Is he one of those players, you know?
Yeah, I don't know, really. I think he's just back.
Like, if you like Gomez, if you put him next to Van Dijk, he's good. But if he's on his own... He lost the plot.
But then he's also good and confident with the ball and going forward and taking players on. Gomez is good, yeah, when he can always knock it to Van Dijk.
Maybe Stones needs to be with someone who's a bit more defensively secure than him, you know. And then the fact that he's really good on the ball and can do that stuff, you know, you can deal with the fact that he's slightly less secure sometimes.
Luke, this is one for you. Don't know why, but it is. Foden, just how good is Phil Foden?
Well, I'm gonna be honest, I haven't seen a huge amount of him recently, but I did see that goal he scored. Decent goal. And when I watched the replay of this goal going in, the commentator were like, Foden's been good recently. So yes, Foden recently. No, we always knew he was supposed to be good because Guardiola really liked him, but whenever he'd never done anything that, or like put together a really, I guess he hadn't been in the team as much, but he'd never looked that great. But now he's been like putting in consistently good performances. That's a bit scary.
He's getting those games. Yeah.
I think he's been quality recently. Yeah. Insane.
Is he showing enough quality to start for England of the Euros, Jasper?
If he maintains it and is still playing regularly pre-Euro, yes. Because that City team is hard to start for. Mm-hmm. So if you're starting regularly, you're probably playing pretty well, and like he is at the moment. So I would say yes, but then who knows where that England team is going to be pre-Euro.
Well, it's funny you say that.
Sancho down, but suddenly he started to play better, I hear. Yeah. I hear from across the channel.
Well, that leads us on nicely to a fun game I've come up with to answer that very question. And it's called... Does he start for England?
Oh, great.
So, it's quick fire. Now, Remember, there's only 11 players on a football pitch, okay? Well, on a football... for a team. There's 22. In the England team, there's only 11 players. I'm going to name players at random, okay? And you're going to have to say whether they start for England, knowing that you've only got 11, okay?
They've also got to fit into some sort of formation.
Yes, they have.
Is this a group task?
I'm just going to go around. It's going to be Johnny okay. Butland.
No, it doesn't start.
They're that easy.
Luke. Jordan Henderson.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, he puts it in. I see.
Great. Oh, and then we're stuck with the first 11. Even if it's three right backs.
make sure we get a goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Declan Rice.
No.
Good shout.
Johnny Connor Cody.
Yes.
The first curveball in the defense.
Oh my god. Okay. You can tweet us. What the fuck was that? Luke, Fraser Forster.
No.
Okay. Jasper, Jordan Pickford.
No.
Oh.
I hope there's more goalies to come.
Johnny, Danny Ings.
No.
Luke, I've written, Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
Yes.
Oh. Is that England captain Harry Kane in the bin?
No. Well, we'll see, won't we? We'll see who gets it. We'll see what they say.
We're going to miss some quality players.
We're going to play a 4-2-4, I think.
Wait, you know, the good players are going to come up as well. You do realise that.
He's messing with us. This is his tactic. God.
I think there's...
Well, it's locked in, I'm afraid. It's locked in.
I have no problem.
Kane on the wing.
Jasper Kawaja, England captain Harry Kane.
Yes.
Oh. An old-fashioned 4-4-2.
Oh, my God.
He could be a number 10.
Okay. Johnny, have we done Nick Pope yet? Nick Pope.
Yeah, let's put Nick Pope in.
All right. Okay.
We've got a keeper.
Now
we can go for it.
Trent Alexander-Arnold, Luke.
Yes.
Okay.
Whoa. He's got long COVID, hasn't he?
Has he?
Not the time for rumours now, maybe, but that's a rumour that I heard.
Also, we've all forgotten about him, but Trippier might win the Spanish league.
Apparently he's doing really well for them.
Can you put a right back, like, if you've won the Spanish league, you'd think I'll be playing for my national team.
You'd think.
You would.
Scored a World Cup semi-final goal as well, that guy.
He did. Well, Jasper, Kieran Trippier.
No.
Johnny, John Stones.
Obviously. The Renaissance is carrying on.
Okay.
You got Stones and Cody at the back.
You've got so far. You got Nick Pope, Trent, Stones, Cody, Jordan Henderson, Dominic Calvert-Lewin, and England captain Harry Kane.
This is looking good. I like this.
Okay. Who's next, Luke? Tyrone Mings.
No.
Jasper. Michael Keane. Have we done him? Have we think we done him? Done him?
No, we
haven't done him, but no.
You don't want him? Okay. No. Jadon Sancho, Johnny.
I think we're going to have to go no, because you've already got two strikers. I'm going to say no.
Sancho sits on the bench. Luke, Harry Winks.
Nah.
Jasper.
Winks.
James Ward-Prowse.
No.
Johnny, Mason Greenwood.
No.
Luke. Raheem Sterling.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Really testing our patience here, aren't you?
And the listeners at home.
Mason Mount.
No.
Johnny, Phil Foden.
Let's put him on, yeah. Phil Foden. Okay. That's the front all done.
Woo-wee. But we still haven't got, like, Rashford and Grealish. And
we need a left back as well.
Speaking of which, Luke, Bakayo Saka.
No.
Jasper, Ben Chilwell.
Yes.
Okay, well.
Is he the normal England left back? I was just thinking.
I think he will be now. Well, now we put right backs. I feel like we put, like, Walker on now.
Oh,
right.
Actually young.
Thomas, can you give us what we've got again?
I don't know.
We've got one place left, I think.
You got one place left. Bear in
one
mind.
Place? No. One place left.
Yeah. So,
at the moment, you've got Nick Pope. You got Trent Alexander-Arnold. You got Stones. You got Cody. You got Chilwell. You got Jordan Henderson. You got Foden. You got Raheem. You got Dominic Calvert-Lewin, and you got England captain Harry Kane.
All right.
Okay. Jasper. Kyle Walker.
No.
Johnny. Grealish.
Yeah. I
think he balances the team a bit, yeah.
Okay. You can tweet us at Pilot Pundits. Were you expecting Rashford to be in there? Were you expecting Tammy Abraham to be in there?
No.
No.
Were you expecting
Maguire would be one?
Maguire to be in there.
Were you expecting Connor Cody not to be in there?
The thing is, although as much as I'm surprised Connor Cody's in there, I'm not surprised Maguire's not in there. Like, he's not been playing that well. So
yeah, I think Cody's been quite good, but
okay.
And he scored that goal that time, you know, for England. So
yeah,
that counts.
Goals win matches.
Yeah.
No room for Madison there either. Then, I mean, he's a bit crap.
I think Grealish is he just a better version of Madison?
Mm-hmm. What you got to worry about there though is Henderson and Grealish in your midfield.
But we've got Foden who can tuck in a bit as well. So he can be on the left, but he can come in.
Could be a bit of a 4-3-3.
And then how's it going to work with Dominic Calvert-Lewin and England catching Harry Kane?
I'm just going to get balls in the box.
Kane likes dropping a bit deeper, picking it up, being a bit of a playmaker. You know, he can work around.
Kane drops deep. Sterling makes a run in behind the right wing. Kane puts a ball over the top for Sterling. He then crosses it in and Calvert-Lewin heads it in. That's 1-0.
It's a shame Vardy's not an option as well.
Vardy's an option. Oh, no, he's not an option.
He's retired.
Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you who is an option we didn't put in. Reece James. Forgot to say him.
Yeah, but right backs, there's so many.
Yeah, we'll put him on the bench. Okay.
Does he even make the bench? We've got Trippier and Kyle Walker on the bench.
Well, thanks for playing. Does he start for England?
Yeah, what great a game.
What a game. Moving swiftly on.
swiftly.
Did you see this thing this MP said about hugging? He said that they shouldn't be hugging when they celebrate. Luke, as someone who's played the game at the highest level, tell us how hard it is to resist the urge to hug your fellow teammates having scored a goal.
You know, I can probably count on one hand the number of goals that I've scored. And I was always a fan of a fairly muted celebration. And generally, also, when a goal goes in, as a left back, sometimes you're quite a long way away from where, especially when he stays back for every corner. You're generally quite a long way away. And it, like, yeah, I'm happy we've scored, but I can't be bothered to, like, make it all the way over there still with the enthusiasm to give someone a hug. Probably just a little fist bump with the person nearest to me will do. Okay. Maybe a thumbs up, you know, if I was part of the move, you know, a little good pass, mate. Yeah, good shot, mate. You know, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But I appreciate other people get a bit more passionate on the field than I do.
I can psychologically analyse hugging and hugging in football, if you like.
Okay.
So that is my area of expertise, after all.
Yeah, of course.
I think what happens is players score a goal and they're so passionate. Johnny, describe your passion when your team scores a goal.
It could be mistaken for rage. It's just a it's just a whole body, whole mind experience.
Exactly. And one of the only ways to end that rage is human contact with another person. And that often comes in the form of hugging. I'm sure you've done it in the stands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's the same for footballers. Why should it be any different for them?
Because of COVID, I guess.
Yeah, but they can't help it.
So is it impossible? Is it? Are we asking too much of these men?
Yeah, it's impossible.
They're only men, after all.
Because you see when they go off running and everyone's like trying to grab a bit of them, that's because if they don't slow them down, they will never stop. They're riding that high. And you have got to do something to get them back under control.
That's the rage, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So no, hugging to remain.
Has to. Impossible not to.
Not cool. Okay. Spurs 1, Fulham 1. 2 points lost for Spurs, 1 point gain for Fulham. I've written that down. Spurs, what are they doing, Spurs, Johnny? I mean, they've got a team full of good players. Fulham have got a team full of crap players. You think Spurs would try and win the game, score more goals at 1-0 instead?
Yeah, but that's the Spurs way, isn't it? I feel like they were doing... Mourinho let them play a bit more when they were doing really well. And then I think they lost a couple of games and now they've gone to full Mourinho away now. It's 1-0 and grind it out, which I guess sometimes doesn't pay off. You'd think he would try 2-0 and grind it out. But
yeah,
but he's a very successful manager, so who am I to say anything?
He's never stopped us before.
Yeah, no, it is a bit weird with Spurs at the moment, I think, because they were doing so well and then they seem to be intentionally playing not as well. But
yeah, obviously Otto isn't here to sing Fulham's praises, so I guess, you know, they did all right. What can you say?
What's the bottom of the table looking like?
Sheffield United got that win.
Oh, fuck off.
Did you see the throw-in in the last 20 seconds?
Yeah, well, the guy nearly chested it.
Nearly did an own goal.
I know.
So Fulham are in the relegation zone, but they've got two games in hand on Brighton, who have 14 points and to Fulham's 12. After that, it's looking pretty grim for West Brom, although we haven't fully seen, you know, the effect of Big Sam yet. And
well, even worse since Big Sam arrived, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing, I think January, the transfer window will be like a big thing for that. The relegation battle will be blown open by January.
Okay. Yeah, I got a question here for you, Jasper. Has big boy Ruben found his level?
An interesting one, isn't it? I did briefly, I only saw like 2 minutes yesterday, but I remember that he was there. I can't say I've watched much of Fulham. Is he playing well?
Yeah, he played all right yesterday.
To be fair, his best season before was when he was at Palace.
Yeah.
That's when he got in the England team, I think, after a loan spell there. Maybe that is what old Loftus-Cheek was always just meant to do.
I think he's too big to be in a top team. Too tall.
Yaya, kind of. But he's not Yaya.
Yeah, he's not Yaya.
No. Can you be too big?
Scott Parker said, "No one knows what we have been through after his side drew 1-1 with Tottenham, despite having just 2 days' notice the game would go ahead." He said it was scandalous that they were given that much notice. Mourinho said after that he should apologise.
Well, he got pissed off, didn't he, because of the late notice of their game getting cancelled originally. So he's still pissed off. Their game got cancelled like 3 hours before on Boxing Day or something. He was really pissed off at that. That's when he said the Premier League was like under 13s or something like that.
Yeah.
Got fined. So now he's pissed off. Well, I guess he's just pissed off. That's just what he does, isn't it?
I just... Yeah. I mean,
and didn't... Scott Parker say he would not apologise. I think that was
the he did. Yeah, yeah, because no one knows what we've been through. Yeah, yeah. I mean, what's he complaining about? I mean,
yeah, what is it? Well, I guess nobody knows because nobody knows what they've been through.
No, I guess
we'll just have to take his word for it that it was bad, whatever it was. Because you would assume it was just a bit of like, you're not going to play a game, and then a bit later,
you are going to play.
Is it like, presumably there's a lot of pre-work that goes into planning for a match. So you'd send your scout out like the week before, I don't know, you'd do all this stuff, and then they can't do that.
I have to say, at school level in some sports, we face similar situations of, it's 3 o'clock, can you gather enough people up to the sports hall to play the match?
That's absolutely.
And I think that's what he was like. He was standing by the sports hall at Fulham, being like, come on, anybody else?
Esmond walks past and you invite him in.
I they should just stop moaning. They get to play football, they get to do their job, but it's just, I don't know. It's like,
yeah, probably. Because, I mean, well, you know, you have your isolated football thing, but it's like schools were told it's not going online, and then it went online.
Yeah.
Immediately, one night. So, you know, maybe.
Does anybody know what school?
They did complain, though. I do, yeah.
Anyone outside of schools know what
school? No, you can't really explain it. But.
Yeah.
I guess because just no one really knows what you've been through.
Yeah.
Could you describe it to us? Because it might be similar to what Fulham would be.
What schools are going through?
Yeah.
No, I can't. I don't think. Yeah.
maybe it's time for me to tell you that if you haven't already, you can subscribe to us on SoundCloud and on Spotify. And if you subscribe to us on SoundCloud, you can join one of our subscribers. I'm pleased to announce we have a subscriber called The Linesman Football Podcast.
Whoa!
Look at this.
Is it about referees?
Look at this. Two Irish lads take a comical look at the world of football.
Nice. Do they just discuss if they're offside?
I don't know.
Should we invite them for a joint pod?
I don't know.
Should we listen to their pod?
Yeah, let's listen to their pod.
Would be the polite pod thing to do.
Oh, yeah, okay.
No, we got...
Oh, maybe
listen to their pod on our pod.
This sounds really good, actually.
they've got quite a few more followers than us, but you know, I mean, that doesn't mean anything.
That's probably a good thing in some
ways. That's good for us.
Oh yeah, no, of course. That's what I meant. Yeah. It means a lot.
Should we follow them back?
Yeah, man, I'm following them now.
Wow.
Whoa! Look at that. Maybe our problem is we don't follow enough people, you know?
Yeah.
Mm, need to get the word out.
Yeah. So welcome, lads. Irish lads. It's no pressure now. Christ. Whew.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't say it earlier because the pod is going to fall apart now at this point with this kind of pressure.
Yeah, I actually got to go now, guys. Yeah. Too much pressure. You can tweet us, Irish lads. Tweet us. At Pilot Pundits. I'm running out of notes now, but I'm moving on to this. I've written here, FA Cup free for all. So this is, you can say whatever you want about the FA Cup.
Luke, didn't you want to talk about?
Well, I've got a few things to say about it. Yeah,
go on, you lead.
The Villa game, quite a lot of excitement in my household because one of my housemates, his cousin, plays for Villa under 23s.
Whoa.
And then so when it's going in, Villa's all got COVID, they're going to be playing. It was like, oh, he might be playing. He didn't in the end because he was on the bench, but he's an attacking midfielder and they weren't in the business of playing any...
Johnny's face. Sorry.
any attacking players.
So excited. Yeah, sorry.
But there was quite a lot of hype. He did get like... couple of players' shirts there, a couple of Liverpool players' shirts. So a good day for my housemate's cousin.
Yeah, did you see how, you know, the Villa guy who scored a goal, what was his name? Remember him?
Louis Barry?
Yeah, do you see he got Fabinho's shirt and then took it back? And then was like, no, I don't want it, and gave it back.
No, they swapped shirts, and then he went back in the tunnel, and they were like, oh, why did you get rid of your debut shirt? Apparently you're meant to keep that. So then he went and asked for his shirt back. So now he's got two shirts.
Oh, he's absolutely done Fabinho.
He swindled
there.
Him. Yeah,
and did,
yeah.
He, did he get Fabinho's because Fabinho made the mistake when he scored?
Oh, I don't know. You'd
probably they were just... Probably not.
I don't know, because he got the ball of Fabinho, didn't he?
I wouldn't give someone my shirt for that reason.
Why is the MP going after footballers hugging when footballers are swapping shirts? I mean,
well, yeah.
That's more rational at that point. They should be able to control that. Just saying.
No, it's a valid point. Well, when we were watching this game, I was talking to my brother about this. And we were saying it really shows our football is a game of fine margins. Oh. You know, because
so true.
Like that first half, right? Say you play that first half 100 times, 99 times, or maybe 90 times, Liverpool are going to win that first half. But you might have one where Villa score a goal, you know, and they win that first half. You know.
It's the beauty of football, really. The beauty and the ugly side of football, you know, all in those small margins. Those millimetres. It was like in a nice little segue to the Marine game where where they were 0-0 and the Marine guy had that shot which it was the outside of the crossbar, but then could have easily just dipped in there. And then they might have only lost, you know, 6-1 or like...
Do you think football as a sport has the perfect balance of like skill and luck?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
For sure.
Because goals are so rare. There isn't another sport where like no one can score.
Most of the time, like your general ability, tactics of the better player will win.
Mm.
There's just the right amount of luck.
Because it means
it's never predictable.
Yeah.
So that Villa team, right? If the youth team, if they were in the football pyramid, how many spaces would be between them?
I mean, Oxford on youth teams quite easily, even like Chelsea youth teams.
So let's say it's like, you know, five leagues, right? If you got like the best tennis player in the world, let's say Liverpool are the best club in the world, just going to say it. Let's say they are. If you got the best tennis player in the world and they played like, you know, the 600th best player in the world, wouldn't it just be a complete walkover? Wouldn't it just be like 6 love, 6 love, 6 love? Or would it not?
I think it probably would be. 600, that might be. That's a bit of an exaggeration of the gap here, maybe. Or maybe not, though. If Oxford easily beat, regularly beat the youth teams.
Yeah, and what I'm saying is football's like that, you know? Sometimes you get a goal.
And that's the beauty of the FA Cup, even more, you know?
Yes,
And also, you can't do that in, like, cricket, rugby. If there's big gaps, they just hammer the other ones nearly always. It's even more unlikely.
Yeah, but you always know with football, there's going to be one shock in the FA Cup.
It's always a chance.
It's always a chance. Yeah. Why is that?
I like how we're talking about this after talking about just not an upset. It's like two games where, like...
The half was an upset. Yeah. The 45 minutes. That was a giant killing,
a giant wounding.
it was humiliating.
Yeah,
but why is that possible though? What, like, you think...
I guess also like goals often come from mistakes, and so like anyone can make a mistake, but the good teams will make fewer mistakes. But mistakes can happen at any point, you know.
You can tweet us. At Pilot Pundits. What should we talk about next?
Well, that's what they're going to tweet.
Well, then we also have Dorley beating Derby's under 21 team, don't we? So they're all celebrating like it's a great upset. But really, based on this, what we're saying is youth teams don't normally win against lower teams, so it's not that much of a shock. How shocked are we?
3 out of 8.
So, not very shocked then.
No.
What about Crawley beating Leeds? How shocked are you at that?
5 out of 8.
I'm a little shocked. A little shocked about that one.
Yeah. But there's still, it was only a couple of first team players, wasn't it? It wasn't really.
I think they had a few. I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
And I suppose you can bring on three.
Oh, did you see? Have you seen the clip of Wednesday in the FA Cup? They have this youth player, and he was, when he was young, he had some kind of disease. I can't remember what it was called, but he had to be in a wheelchair for years, and they told him he'd never walk again. And then he came on, and there's a very emotional video of his dad crying when he comes.
Is this about going to be? Is that a joke?
No,
it's going to be a joke.
It was the magic of the cup.
No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I was waiting for there to be a punchline. What is it?
Like, I'll send the clip if you want.
Yeah, send it.
We can play it live, although there's not much sound to it. I don't know really if...
Can we get audio description from Luke?
Yes, definitely.
Also, am I going to be seeing this clip held up by your phone through Zoom? This is some like fourth hand information that our listeners will be getting about.
I need to get into a different headspace, man. I was expecting there to be some kind of hilarious outcome to what you were going to say.
I've sent the clip to
our. Here we go.
But I don't know what you should do with it. So Luke's going to describe it while he watches it.
Okay, mm-hmm. Here we go.
So, yeah.
Here we go.
My phone's a bit slow, so the others are watching already, but I'm...
Yeah, that cheer for the listeners was when they see that he's about to come on.
No way.
Oh, yeah, so they're watching the TV, they see him at the sideline, they're all happy, clapping.
It's quite a crazy story.
Little kids. They look very, very happy.
Beautifully
and then,
wow!
The dad's crying about
it. It's a crazy story.
That was lovely.
Yeah, I think all the listeners will have to watch it because words can't do it justice.
That's just the beauty of the FA Cup.
But yeah, it's the beauty of the cup, isn't it?
Well, so he spent 3 years in a wheelchair. You know, it says he was told he might never walk again.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, there you go. I mean, if, you know...
So, Jasper, you don't really have an excuse for anything, really, do you? With all your injuries, mate.
Well, I think it's the magic of the FA Cup that allowed him to play, isn't it? So I need.
So Oxford didn't have good cup runs, is what you're saying.
I need someone to sprinkle some magic on me from the FA Cup. I'm fitness-wise, I'm the best I've been for years, to be honest. I reckon I'm still an outside chance for the Euros, but mostly we're focusing on Qatar.
It must be.
That was always the aim, Qatar, yeah.
You should get acclimatised to the heat now, so then you could be like, I've been living in 50 degrees.
My room has a radiator on.
You just turn it on, Max, yeah. They'll probably pick you.
That wouldn't work.
Yeah.
I have got one more thing to talk about, but it's a bit. I don't know why I've put. Yeah, no. To be honest, no. I'm not even gonna mention it. No, that's not bad. Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. It's really bad. Yeah. Anyone got any gossip?
Have there been any big transfers or anything? Is there any rumours? I'm out of the loop on the transfers.
I guess Dele Alli. Oh, yeah. Even though he was in the introduction, I forgot to talk about him. Obviously, the reason why I mentioned him in the beginning is because he posted a selfie of himself after the game looking pretty sad.
Huh.
And he didn't play.
Oh.
And he played really well in the...
Well, against Marine, but yeah.
Still. Oh.
Whoa!
He had to
compete with the magic of the cup.
Right
there.
That's true.
Very difficult. Which, as we've seen, can heal people.
When you
have to hold down that magic.
Yeah, I guess maybe does the magic of the cup extend to his year of poor form, and it can improve that.
But it seems like the magic of the FA Cup just picks people at random. Why hasn't the magic been sprinkled on him?
He never played in it, I guess.
But that man was healed before he played in the FA Cup.
Yeah, because, yeah.
Unless it's kind of like...
It can retroactively give you magic. Yeah.
He's omniscient, you know. It doesn't. Yeah, it's not bound by...
Yeah. The usual laws of time.
Just how magic is the FA Cup?
It's a good question. You could tweet us at Pundits. He's surely out on his way out, Dele Alli. It's got to be, surely.
I think it makes sense. Like, if Poch wants him...
Oh, does Poch want him?
Apparently.
Does he actually?
Well, the thing is, if you read BBC Sport transfer rumours, you get rumours about every player going to every single club. But sometimes they say that Poch wants him at PSG.
Oh, okay.
But they tried to buy him in the summer anyway, didn't they? Or loan him or something.
That, yeah.
So, he'd probably be sick at PSG, wouldn't he?
Maybe.
Maybe. Farmers League.
Yeah, Farmers League. Poch won a trophy.
Yeah. From some farmers.
Yeah. The other thing I forgot to mention, I've obviously not done very good notes this week. This week. We do a weekly pod, my ass. You know that VAR situation in the Man United game?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Wait, I'm not aware of this.
Okay.
Was this against Burnley?
Jasper, describe it, please.
The ball, Man United have a corner.
Oh, no, I did see this.
Okay,
Jasper. For our listeners anyway.
That's how good I am at describing
it. I should have just gone with it as if we were like explaining it to our listeners and then pretended that I actually wanted not to look stupid. Carry on, Jasper. I don't know.
You look really stupid now.
My question linked to it is, say, is it possible in that instance, say Shaw's was a red card, which I actually think it was, then can the Burnley player still get sent off? Because this is the thing with Pickford, wasn't it, when he Van Dijk'd Van Dijk. So the ref said that he Pickford should have been sent off even though it was already offside. Could a Burnley player be sent off for like being last man and taking him down, not a horrible tackle, because that play wouldn't have happened and it wasn't violent?
Yeah, I think it wouldn't make sense to book them or send them off for being last man. It would if it was like a dangerous tackle. I don't know what the official thing is, but that would make sense. I
don't get why the card is rescinded. I mean,
because to be fair, I thought it was, I don't know. It wasn't a great tackle, as well as being almost the last man.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, it just seems weird.
Yeah, it was strange.
Strange, very strange, very strange.
What happened? It doesn't matter.
Go on.
It was a really bad example. I figured it out already.
Jeez.
Yeah, no.
Johnny, you got anything?
I didn't see this, so hanging low on this question.
Oh, well, Jasper, you should have described it.
So what happened? Because Man United had a corner and it got headed out by Burnley or something. It's wobbling around. Luke Shaw then goes in to tackle the Burnley player and turns out it's a pretty bad tackle, but the ref doesn't blow it for anything. He just says, play on. Then Man United go forward and Cavani is pretty much taking on their last guy and goes past him, and then he fouls Cavani outside the box. But he books the Burnley player at this point. It's going to be a Man United free kick. Then VAR's in the ref's ear and they say, well, they're looking at both the Shaw tackle and this Burnley player's tackle. And in the end, they get the ref to go over to the screen and have a look. And he decides that Shaw's tackle was a free kick and a yellow, but not a red. And he takes away the yellow that he gave to the Burnley player.
See, that? Yeah, that is weird.
But at what point?
Because it is foul play. You could... Yeah.
But the only reason why they've gone, the VAR's gone to review the Shaw tackle, it's because of the bad, because play stopped, surely. Would VAR review, did VAR review stuff anyway?
Well, if it's possible red, they'll review it. So they might have thought it was possible red, I guess. And then you can give a yellow, even if they thought it was a possible red.
But does VAR, would VAR stop the game? What if it's the 90th minute of the game and there's a bad challenge?
Well, there was that...
The Shaw challenge, but the other challenge doesn't happen and the game's just carrying on playing. Does the referee stop the game?
They pull it. They hold it whenever it goes off.
What if it doesn't go up? What if it doesn't go up?
Well, there was that penalty after the ref had blown the last minute whistle for Man United. He blew the last whistle and then they waited for VAR and then they got a penalty. But yeah, theoretically, you could have a... Because also, if it's a red, they should be off, shouldn't they? So if you had, like... If someone did a red card decision on the first minute, but the ref carries on, and then the ball just never leaves the pitch, 45 minutes, blows for half time, then they pull it back to, what, the first minute again and start playing?
Well, more realistically, though... They could still be on the pitch and stop the ball from crossing the line, like last ditch.
So they say, oh, he should have been off the pitch.
And now they go back and send him off.
And then give them the goal that he did block previously.
Or a player could be sent off for a tackle that they carry on playing and get sent off again for a really bad tackle.
What if you see a really bad tackle, but the referee doesn't blow? What if you deliberately kick the ball out? Like, does it change anything?
You can kick the ball out, that's all right.
But does it only get reviewed if there's a goal?
They review a goal or serious foul play. That's when they do it.
I'm confused.
Or penalty.
So could you deliberately score an own goal?
That would be you'd have to be very confident.
Risky way to kick the ball. I think they would. If there's a really dodgy tackle and the ball goes out, they'll look at the tackle, even if you haven't scored an own goal.
But if you score an own goal, they've got to look at it.
Maybe.
No, they only look at their own goal. They wouldn't have to look at the foul.
What if it's in the build up?
It would still be simpler to kick it out or just complain to the ref, you know?
Well, you know it's going to be reviewed if you kick it in the back of the net.
Maybe that should be
not the foul,
then,
though.
Then you have like, it's like a challenge system. Like you
tennis, that's really how you get a challenge.
Like if you fail the challenge, you've just scored an own goal.
If you get it wrong, you concede a goal.
Great.
That's a good idea. That would change the game so much.
Maybe it will go that way because they're going to have to reduce VAR in the future because everyone hates it.
Mm-hmm.
So they get maybe a challenge or you only have two, I don't know.
That would be really weird. Work, what, like Henderson is like playing, they're at the Euros and like 85th minute against Germany, you know, and Henderson's only got one challenge left. Is that what? That's
yeah, teams would have to decide who on their team has
and
the best judgment of all the rules.
When it's so ambiguous, when you have, was it a foul or not? And someone challenges it and they lose it. It would all be weird.
Yeah, because what if you've lost all your challenges and there's like a blatant decision that has to be overturned? That's just unfair, isn't it? Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the rules are the rules. You know?
Yeah.
You knew the rules before you started the game. Don't tell me it's unfair.
I think Luke's trying to leave.
Yeah, I do have to go. You know,
okay. Well, we can wrap this up. I mean, it's not...
Yeah. I just thought, you know, I was quite keen to get my thank you and goodbye and, you know, didn't want the listeners wondering where's that charming, insightful man gone.
No, fair enough. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you and goodbye.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah.
Remember to stop recording before you end the call, by the way.
Thank you.
Again, not to tell you how to do your job, but I'm... Okay, see you guys.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, chaps. In terms of football related, I haven't watched much football recently. I don't know about you guys. I don't know.
I've seen a fair bit, but
I miss this week stuff.
FA Cup's a bit.
Yeah.
Always a bit of a.
Yeah.
There's actually, I think there's a live game at the moment.
Okay.
I think
I mean, it is all quite exciting, really. I mean, we haven't had this closer.
Yeah. Oh, hang on. I'm just going to get my cat is making a lot of noise. Hang on.
I also have a theory that games around this point of the year get really boring.
Hello.
Oh, tell us more.
Well, because it's always the Christmas period, and then they just get knackered, and then they can't really play very well.
I think that makes sense as a theory.
Yeah. I might have to do some more research to see if it's true or not.
Yeah, what would you base it on? Low-scoring games?
I think it was a couple of years ago when it was Liverpool City, around about this time, or some game I was very hyped for, and it was just a bit boring. And then I formed the whole theory of that.
Oh, nice. All great theories are formed off one thing.
Exactly. That was the idea that sparked it.
Because we could do a simulation, actually.
I was going to say, I think it could be simulation time.
And I'd like to see Johnny's simulation of Man United.
That would be very easy now with this theory
based
in place.
His theory, yeah.
Okay.
Did you miss his theory then, Tom?
Yeah, I was going to say, has it already been explained?
It's very quick.
Games at this point in January are always boring. Because the players are knackered. Can't keep running.
Right. That's the theory.
That's it.
You think this is the most boring time of the season?
Have you got anything to back that up?
Well, I mean, not if you talk about evidence, no. But I've got like a feeling. And like games recently were kind of 1-0, 1-0. Some of them, lots of them.
Yeah. No, I mean, my feeling is that that's a really good theory.
Yeah.
Okay.
With that, let's move on to the game on everyone's lips. Title decider. Is it too early to say that? Yes, but some may say that it's first versus second. It's Man United versus Liverpool. Johnny.
Well, unfortunately, it's going to start with a McTominay banger into the top corner, and we'll
that's
be like,
exciting.
"Oh, Johnny's theory is wrong." You know, one goal in the first 5 minutes. But then it will stay that way until the 63rd minute. And there'll be an equaliser. And we're like, And then it will stay 1-1. Everyone will be happy. No one that disappointed.
But is it going to be a quite boring game other than the goals? Or?
Yeah, it will be. It will be, unfortunately. As all games are at this time, really.
Because of your theory.
Yeah.
How does your simulation work now? Because you said when McTominay's goal comes in, we're going to be all excited, but now we know we shouldn't be, as you've told us.
Well, but as you know, when a goal goes in, the excitement turns slash rage. You'll have forgotten the simulation.
Great point.
It will make the disappointment even stronger, because you'll then realise... I should have known.
It's going to be a tough afternoon.
Any more games worth looking at? Oh, 0-0 in the Palace Arsenal game. Whew. Is that how you started talking about your theory?
No, it just came to me.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying your theory's correct because 0-0 in that game.
Fulham-Chelsea. Lampard in, Lampard out.
Oh, I'm well in the Lampard out campaign. He is a shit manager.
Yeah.
I just don't think he knows how to manage a team.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know. He's just like, I don't know if that team would be any better if like you or I managed that team. I know.
I've managed some great teams. Yeah.
Obviously, the players we'd come in and the players would be like, who the fuck is this guy? And like, I guess maybe they wouldn't perform for us, would they? I don't know. But they wouldn't have much faith in us. But then couldn't you just be like, look, I'll sack you if you don't play well. I don't know.
You're fired.
I don't know.
I don't think you can do that.
How would you motivate those? Because they would not have any respect for you or I.
Yeah.
I'd get a big old assistant. A big name in as my system manager.
Michael Ballack. Get Michael Ballack in.
Apparently, he's going to the what's it called? Abramovich is going to bring in Avram Grant or something to help him out.
Oh yeah,
that's what I heard.
To help him out.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That is a bit weird.
Maybe we yeah. So we could get Avram Grant.
Yeah.
I don't know. He just kind of gives off that vibe. I just don't think his team. I don't know.
It's hard, but then you'd have said that about Solskjaer, wouldn't you?
Oh,
I mean, Tom did say that.
Yeah, we haven't. Yeah.
I'm still saying it, man.
Yeah, I kind of think it's fair enough.
I reckon he's just played the same 11 players enough. You know, his problem. You just got to stick with 11 and just that's it.
Yeah, but it's got to be the right 11, though.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Villa, Everton's been postponed.
Oh, they've got more COVID cases. Yeah, Wednesday's next two games cancelled.
Also, do we need like a whole pod to discuss Rangers being like 20 points clear at the top of the Scottish League?
Yeah, probably a whole pod at least.
Yeah, have to save it for another pod.
With our in-depth knowledge of the SPL.
All right, should we wrap this up? Wow, what a pod.
I think it was a good pod.
It was a good game in there. We revealed our high profile.
Oh, Jasper, you need to say your New Year's resolution.
Oh, yeah.
My New Year's resolution is to, I've got two actually, just dedicate more time to the pod. More thinking time.
Oh, wow.
And to make sure my attendance is up. And that goes nicely with my second one, to win the quiz.
Whoa.
Oh.
Yeah, can I need to make a New Year's resolution on that.
Well, mine was more of the same and do my utmost to get fans back in the stadium.
Of course.
I need to really... Pick up my game in the quiz, man.
I've been there, Tom, and you just have to stay strong. It's small margins.
I don't know if there's a way back, you know?
Am I right in saying the turning point was when you got to at the end of the first season of our pod, if you like, you were second place. Did you face Luke in the playoff and lose to him? And then, because I remember playing Luke in the final.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't think you were ever the same quizzer after that.
Yeah, no. And I tell you, the fantasy football really fucked me.
Oh,
I just played the same team over and over. And most of them were injured or... Yeah. Okay. Well, the quiz will be back next time. Join us then for more action. Thanks and goodbye to Johnny Vickers and Jasper Kawaja.
Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you and goodbye from me. Thank you, guys. Goodbye.